Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Ferugia from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there.
Let's get started. Today, we have Jess Winnell with us, and she is one of your BFFs, isn't she, Amy?
Totally one of my BFFs.
After me, of course.
Of course. Welcome, Jess. Pretty stoked to have both of you in the same room.
Hi, girls. It is pretty exciting.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jess. We've got Jess on today to talk to us a bit about autism spectrum disorder and how that looks around decluttering.
So, Jess, apart from being Amy's BFF, can you tell us about yourself and what else is there to you?
Okay. I'm a mother of four children. Yes, I'm very busy. I also work for a non-for-profit organisation in Queensland called Steps Autism Treehouse. So we connect families living with autism to the right services and therapists, and basically support them in any way we can. I have had a lot of experience with autism, as is autism in my family. So, what else would you like to know?
Tell me about your hubby.
He's a wonderful husband.
He's pretty good.
Amy knows him very well. He's currently got a back injury. So that's no fun. But he's a stockbroker. And, we're a very busy family, as you can imagine.
Great. And I hear that one of your children, at least one of your children, but I know one of your children is a super fan of ours.
Oh, yes. My eldest, Reuben, is Amy's biggest fan. And he has listened to the podcast a few times, but he's particularly obsessed with the book. Yeah. He's constantly telling everyone about you guys.
He's the best. And I think he was the first child to read my book, which is
pretty cool.
Yeah,
and I think
he
read it in about 2 hours or something like that.
That doesn't surprise me with Reuben.
Yeah, he just sat there and wouldn't move. So, yeah.
Oh, super cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Okay, for those who aren't sure, can you tell us what autism spectrum disorder is?
Yeah, sure. So autism, it's a lifelong developmental condition, and it can affect the way individuals relate to their peers, their environment. Basically, they can struggle with interaction. It can present in different ways. A lot of the challenges can be around high anxiety and social skills, executive planning skills. There can be a lot of sort of repetitive behaviours. And yeah, it usually can be diagnosed around about the age of 2 to 3. And yeah, obviously I'm a big believer that early intervention is the main thing, and there can be many, many things to do to actually help these people living with autism to lead a happy, healthy life.
Jess, have you found that with people that are on the autism spectrum, that being surrounded by clutter increases maybe irritability or symptoms? How does that kind of work? What relationship have you seen before?
Okay, so basically when I speak to parents, they need a lot of order in their lives for their kids to be able to function well. It can be tricky for them to get through a day and sort of, you know, organise themselves. And I think extra clutter and extra mess and just sort of too many decisions to make and all those sorts of things can actually cause anxiety and really create problems. So definitely is, you know, it's kind of important to lead a kind of very simple life. I find many adults that I speak to talk about how they need to have a really neat and tidy, organized environment to be able to function well. So I think it's a common thing.
Yeah, it's so tricky though, isn't it, though? Because parents with children on the spectrum or parents who are on the spectrum themselves, it can be an overwhelming time, especially when they've just been diagnosed, trying to get particularly like on the NDIS and finding lots of therapies and having lots of things on their plate. It's quite easy for families to feel overwhelmed in that situation, and then it spirals and the house can be overwhelming because you're so busy going to see all these therapists and to do all medical appointments and do all the things that you need to do for your children.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's such a tricky balance.
Yeah, which is why we often suggest to these families to sort of bring in the professionals, because it's, you know, we can't do everything and it is a bit of a vicious cycle. And if we're not organised, then we can't stay organised, I guess. And, you know, I think that's a really important thing to remember, that you can't do it all
absolutely on your own. Absolutely. And nobody can. So, you know, as you said, when you're, is it called Steps Treehouse? Something?
Yeah, so it's called Steps Autism Treehouse.
Steps Autism Treehouse. So you guys do help connect people with the professionals that they need, whether it be a speech therapist, an OT, or, you know, whoever helps their family run, and for the well-being of everyone in the family, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So often people give us a call when they've had a diagnosis, and then we can start suggesting who would be good, because obviously every child or person living with autism has different needs. Nobody's the same. So we try and listen to them and try and connect them to the right support. We also do run many activities or many groups. We run social groups and teen groups, because there's not a lot out there for kids living with autism to, you know, socialise and get to know other people in a comfortable environment. So we do a lot of that sort of stuff, and, you know, camps and all sorts of things.
That's really cool. We've noticed, just personally as professional organisers, that when we work with someone on the spectrum, that routine and predictability are actually really important. So it might be, so say I was working with a child that was living with autism, it might be a matter of them knowing exactly where their socks are, and that the socks have to be put on before the shoes, and that you should really put your pants on before you put your socks on. And so having a room that's organized actually helps with that kind of planning. How have you seen that being organized can help the that daily life of someone living with autism?
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. So basically we find many speech therapists or OTs work with kids on this sort of thing. So basically, if you can take away a lot of the stresses of them having to think about what they're doing, it just makes everything easier. And obviously they love routine. I mean, many kids thrive on routine anyway. But if you don't change everything too much, it can make it just a lot easier for them to not have to stress about what they're doing each day. I know with my kids, I have a list and we often have things labelled. So it might be a container with a label with it, with their hair products in it or something like that. So they know exactly, they look at the list and they know exactly where to go. And it just takes away that extra thought process and just makes it a bit easier for them.
Okay. When we're helping someone with ASD to declutter and organize, what are some things to keep in mind that can best help us serve them, either as clients or listeners, as family members or friends who come alongside them?
Okay. Look, I think the main thing is to actually get them involved as much as possible. Let them have input on where things go, what you can get rid of. A lot of kids on the spectrum can become quite attached to things and they need to have a bit of a process in order to throw things out, or that can often be an issue and might involve a lot of discussion around that. I think even though I know a lot of kids on the spectrum that would want to keep every little thing they've ever owned, it would actually be better for them in the long run not to, because I think if they've got a decluttered area, they're probably just going to be, you know, their brain's going to be less cluttered as well, I guess. It probably makes it easier to sort of concentrate.
Yeah, and I think when we're working with clients, wherever they are in life, is that rapport is really important. And I've found when I go in and work with kids that are on the spectrum, that far and above what I'm about to teach them is they need to trust and know that I'm not there to take away from them, but actually to help them. Do you think that that's a really good way of starting out if you're helping someone in this situation where you're like, I just actually want the best for you, and explaining your intentions? Do you think that's helpful, or is it better to have something written out that's like, this is how it's going to work? Any recommendations for us?
Look, I think that every person on the spectrum is completely different, so it really depends on personality as well. But I actually really love that approach. I think, you know, just getting to know them first, find out what they're into. You know, a lot of kids, especially on the spectrum, will have a certain obsession or a certain interest, and if you can understand that a bit more before doing anything, I think it'll make a world of difference to working with them. If you can get onto their level and really understand what they love, then they will trust you more. I think that's the main thing. You just got to earn their trust. I guess that's similar to most kids.
Yep. No, nobody likes their stuff being chucked away without their permission. So that's why we recommend when working with any children that you do get them involved, particularly when they're of an age of understanding. So particularly we recommend like over 2 or 3 to really start involving them in the process. Do you agree, Amy?
Yeah, I personally only work with children once they're in primary school or above. But with my own kids, and I know Jess did this because our kids were in kinder together, is you actually get them involved as young as you possibly can. And I think something that you want to consider when you've got, say, a 2 or 3-year-old that you're working with, or you've got someone who has struggles with fine motor skills, is you actually want to plan how you're going to organize things to work best to their strengths. Because if you've got someone who struggles with fine motor skills, am I right, Jess, that can be something?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I just, you know.
Absolutely.
I need to say at this point, like, none of us are medical professionals. We're just purely talking from experience. But you don't want to have, like, tiny little drawers that have the paper clips in one and staples in another where there's all that little movement. You actually want to go, hey, how can we just create one drawer that's got everything in it? Because how frustrating would it be if someone comes in with their own objectives, sets up a system, and you're like, well, I just feel more frustrated because you're asking me to do all these fine motor skills or fold my clothes in a particular way where that's just too much.
Absolutely, exactly. Trying to find a happy medium between organisation and what they like and can do. I think, yeah, definitely. I think you're definitely a good point, Amy.
Which is true for anybody. Anybody in any circumstance, when we come in and work with you, we want to understand you and understand the way that you work best so that we can just encourage the strength and that you already do have and encourage you in those great habits that you already do have. And so if something is working then we want to replicate that because it's obviously working. It's when things aren't working that we then need to reassess. But we also look, you know, say we come in and do a wardrobe, we look around the rest of the house too and see what is working in your house, and we ask you those questions around why is it working and how does it work for you and why is this room or this space not working. And it's the same when we work with people on the spectrum and kids on the spectrum. We talk to parents about what does work and their favorite items and, you know, what they're really particular about and how they operate in their own space. Because as you said, Jess, everybody is unique, regardless of autism or not. Everybody's unique and everybody, and we want to empower people to work in their strengths. Right, we all know how much you love the art of decluttering, and I have got something equally as good as the art of decluttering. It is Amy's book, Simply Organised. You get a couple of hours of Amy's dulcet tones talking to you as she explains to you all the goodness of how to simply get organised and declutter your home. Head over to Amazon and you can get the Kindle version or the audiobook there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jess, a lot of professionals that work with people on the spectrum often speak about executive function. I'm not 100% sure what executive function is. Can you explain it to us a little bit and how it relates to autism spectrum disorder?
Yeah, sure. So basically, executive function is sort of like the day-to-day stuff that we sort of take for granted, I guess. A lot of people on the autism spectrum do really struggle with executive functioning or even, you know, executive planning. So keeping themselves organised, whether or not for work or school, planning ahead can be really difficult, which is why they need sort of visual cues and assistance in that area to sort of make things easier. So, you know, even some young kids can find it even hard, you know, they can find it even hard to know, like you said before, Amy, you know, which to put on first. Do they put their shoes on first or do they put their pants on first? Some kids can even have gross motor skills problems, so they can actually find it hard to even do this till a lot later than their peers. So I guess it's just a matter of all that stuff that we all just do so naturally and so easily. Kids on the spectrum can often find really hard.
Yeah, I found an article that we'll link to in the show notes from autismawarenesscentre.com, and it talks about ways that we can support children with ASD to help them with executive function. And I think you've described it well. It's almost like the processes and decisions that we take for granted in everyday life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Yeah, it's like I guess for us it might be just easy to know what we're doing that day, but they might need to really think about it and plan it, and it almost do, you know, like have lists for the most simple things that some people would do automatically.
Yeah, and that's why not only are having visual aids great for younger children, they're also really essential for lots of people on the autism spectrum, because that really helps them to know where things are.
I actually was thinking about it the other day, because I can't keep my wardrobe organised. I just don't know what it is. I keep the rest of the house organised, but for some reason, and then I thought maybe I need labels.
That's gold, Jess.
Absolutely.
I love my label maker. So I'm coming up to visit Jess in 4 days, and I think maybe, Jess, we should print out some pictures for your wardrobe.
The wardrobe. I think that's a great idea.
So what tips would you have for parents who have just been diagnosed, you know, just had their child diagnosed or have just been diagnosed themselves sometimes, on their next steps and how it relates to potentially getting a professional organiser in?
Yeah. Well, firstly, speaking from experience, I would make a list. So make a list of potential, do a bit of research and make a list of potential therapies and potential things that you can get to help. But in as far as organising the home, I think, speaking from experience, I spent a lot of time over the first few years really trying to get some order into my home. I would definitely, if you can afford to or get some assistance in that area, I would probably do it, because it can free up a lot of your time and just get these systems set up. Work out what areas your child needs help in and make it as simple as possible for them. I think, I think we sort of take for granted how much daily sort of stuff can be quite exhausting and mentally exhausting. There's such a big mental load for parents these days. If you can get help in that area, I would definitely do it.
And if you've got an NDIS plan, it is actually worth talking to your provider about whether or not professional organising services can be covered by your plan. I know I work with a lot of clients through their NDIS plan. And so, you know, it's just as valid as having someone come and help you in another area, because it does help the overall functioning for the child or the adult, and it does help, you know, all those other things.
Absolutely.
Because if you've got a speech therapist coming in, but you've got nowhere that you can do your speech therapy, well, that's not helpful. Or if you've got an OT, but you keep losing all your tools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's frustrating.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, time is always really scarce when you've got a child on the spectrum, because you've got so much going on. So if there is something that you can get help with like that in the home, I would definitely recommend it. And I wish NDIS was around when my kids were younger. And I wish I had been able to do something like that in my house, because it would have taken a lot of work away from me. And obviously there's still many, many things now that I could possibly do in my house to make things easier for my kids.
And as I said before, it's not just for the kids. I know that when I work with families, often, and this is, you know, whether they've got kids on the spectrum or not, parents are usually overwhelmed, not just by the clutter in their home, but particularly when there's a medical issue, they're overwhelmed by the information and the paperwork, and, you know, and then we add NDIS into it.
Yes, exactly.
And then that just brings on a whole nother level of overwhelm. So I know when I've worked with families on the spectrum, that my services have really helped, and I know Amy's have too, when we come in and we help you figure out of the billions of ideas that your speech pathologist and your OT have given you, like, let's come up with just one system or, you know, like, let's, you know, refine all the ideas that you've got bubbling around in your head and just work on getting one system down pat and test it and try it out for a little while before you jump onto the next new idea that you've seen on Pinterest.
So true.
I don't have kids on the spectrum, and I am overwhelmed when I go into clients' homes who have got kids on the spectrum. I mean, I tame it down quite quickly, and I'm there to help and serve them. But I can totally understand why they've called me. So if you are one of those parents who's feeling overwhelmed, please reach out to somebody for help, whether it's Amy or I or another professional organizer in your area or your NDIS management team, to see who you can reach out for. You know, call a girlfriend and ask them to come around and help you just with the overwhelm, with all the paperwork and all the different systems that you have wanted to try with your child but just haven't made the time, you know, haven't found the time because you're so overwhelmed.
One of the things I love, Jess, and tell me if this is your experience with people you've worked with as well, is that often once I've organized the bedroom of a child on the spectrum, they're really good at maintaining it. Like, they have this understanding of, well, that's where that belongs. Of course I'm going to put it back where it belongs. It doesn't belong on the floor. I'm actually going to put it back in the home that we created for it. And I love watching that. Like, I love watching that there's this understanding of, I've created a system and life is better when I follow the system, and so I'm just going to do it. And I think there would be, you know, make life easier if more adults could just do that follow through. But do you agree that that's the case?
That's a common, that's a common thing, a common trait with kids on the spectrum. They're rule followers. Right. They like order. They might not be very organized and good at that sort of stuff themselves, but they do prefer order, which is often why sometimes they do perform better at school than at home. Because schools are so organized and everything has a place and that sort of thing. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If everything has a place, it's going to go back in that place.
It's like the best rule followers ever.
We often joke with families because they say that they wish that their kids that aren't on the spectrum would be more like their kids on the spectrum because they're more organized and
that's the best.
They, yeah, as you say, put everything back in its place.
I love it. I love it. Is there anything else, Jess, that you think is worth communicating to our, so mostly our listeners are adults, so any of the parents out there with kids on the spectrum that you would encourage them in?
Look, to be honest, I think the main thing is we made a bit of a move to Queensland about, how long ago was it? It was about
15 months, 14 days and 23 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, a bit more than.
That's how much I miss you.
you are the best. that's great. And we bought a house in Perugian Beach that's very, it's got a lot of storage and it's got a lot of, you know, and it did take us a little bit to settle in, but the one thing that I did do was I decluttered a lot. So we brought the bare minimum with us, and that has made our day-to-day living so much easier. So if you can declutter, I would suggest to do it get help to do it, because I definitely have more brain power to be able to get through the week and keep organized. I know myself every Sunday that I need to make sure that the uniform drawers are full, that the hair products are full, that the, you know, all the things that they, you know, their shoes are in the right place, everything's in the right place. And like you said, I make sure that they put them all back in the right place. And having too much stuff, that's hard to do. Because no one, unless you've got a gigantic house.
But even when you have a gigantic house, like, then you've just got even further to walk, to put things away. Like, you've still got lots to put away.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I definitely, I think your home and you know, that keeping it free from clutter just makes everything easier.
It's been so,
that's my opinion.
Good. Glad we're on the same page, Jess. Thank you so much for joining us, Jess. We really appreciate your wisdom and your lived experience in this. And thank you for everything that you do for the kids in Queensland and for your children as well. So we really appreciate having you on.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
And I get to tell people very often that I love them on the podcast. And I'll see you in 4 days.
Awesome.
And by the time this airs, you guys would have already been together.
That's true.
I know. Isn't that funny?
So before we finish up, Kes. Oh, it's a pleasure, Jess. We're just going to quickly read out an iTunes review. But, Kessie, my printout is a bit blotchy, so I'm going to get you to read this one.
Oh, okay. It is from Less is More, Leah. So she has written, a most enjoyable, inspirational, down-to-earth half-hour chat without being judgmental or preachy. I've binge-casted about 80 episodes in the last 2 weeks and I'm hooked. I'm already a lifelong declutterer and home organiser and I've never met or heard anyone speak my language like Amy and Kirst do. Everything they say resonates with my philosophy on decluttering and the massive benefits of living with less. Thank you so much for spreading the word and continued success, lovely ladies. Oh, well, thank you, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
We're glad you're living with less and enjoying it.
Yeah, so if you want any details from today's show, just check out the show notes. And if you've got a friend who also has a child on the spectrum, would you please share this episode with them? We hope that there's a gold nugget that you can take out, and whether it's your kids, your nieces and nephews, the kids at school, the kids on the footy team, that you're better able to serve people wherever they are on the spectrum. So have an amazing week and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? And your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.